This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonians have fallen in love with their linear parks. There are over 46 miles of these hiking and biking and running trails throughout the city. But does danger lurk around the corner of that trail? There have been some violent attacks on these pathways. We don't want to alarm you, but we do need to figure out what are we going to do to keep these parks safe. Call in and tell us about your experiences on these linear trails. The number is 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. Tweet us at @tprsource. And with me in the studio to talk about this is District 8 City Council Member Ron Nuremberg. And Ron, you are asking for a report, or what's going on here?
Yeah, well, we have asked voters to consider renewal of the Linear Creekway system in the May 9th ballot. So that will be on the ballot, renewal of this program, which is, again, is one of the most popular programs the city has ever undertaken to expand our creekway systems, the Howard W. Peak Greenway Trails. And I'm asking for a comprehensive safety strategy, safety infrastructure to be built into the design and the extension of the Linear Creekway system. And again, I mean, you mentioned, are these safe places? And I think we know abundantly they are safe places. Of course, this is a major urban community that we live in. These creekway systems are all around the city, so we're going to have incidents, but we want to make sure that as we expand the creekways that we know that they are continuing to have the proper safety infrastructure built in.
So these trails, they're parks, and they're supposed to be closed when it gets dark. You're not supposed to be on these parks when it's dark, right?
Correct.
And if you're caught on the parks at that time, these linear trails, it's a $500 fine.
Yeah, I think that you'll be kindly asked to leave for your safety as well as...
I mean, they're not going to go around and busting people and say, you and your stroller, you owe me $500. But there is a rule already in place.
Yeah, and that's to protect patrons. These are natural areas, and, anyone who has tried to run a race in the dark, it's not safe for your joints, let alone personal security, is at risk if you're out there alone in the dark. So we want to make sure that people are safe when they use the trails.
So do call boxes, cameras? What are some possible solutions?
Yeah, the request that I've made of city staff is to, examine all options. And we have lots of citizen groups that are interested in this this concept. They want to make sure that our creekways are expanded, but also they're expanded safely. So we've left it open-ended. We want to consult with our creekway board, our parks board, as well as interested citizens on what are the ideas. We know what some of the other communities around the country are doing for their park system. The probably the most famous park in the United States is Central Park, and they have typical challenges for any urban community, but they have safety infrastructure built in that has paid dividends for them. And I think we need to examine what other cities are doing well. But at this point, we know some of the things that we consider, like call boxes, volunteer programs, camera systems, that are all options. And we want to make sure that we're considering what would be suitable for San Antonio.
Our phone lines are open if you want to talk about the linear parks of San Antonio. How do you utilize them? How do you feel? Do you feel like you're safe when you use these, or are you concerned about your safety when you use the parks? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. With me in the studio is Ron Nuremberg, City Council Member for District 8. And we've got Brian on the line. Hey, Brian, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? I go to the parks. I like to skateboard a lot. One of the main things I notice is that we don't have proper lighting in a lot of our parks. I like the idea of call boxes, maybe mandatory scheduled rounds with security guards, with dogs, just friendly kind of thing. Dogs, I don't mean like security canines, but more of like a friendly walk around with like a... It's really hard to say. It's different. There's different atmospheres every park you go to. A lot of my time I spend like at Frederick Park. I've been going there for years. Relatively safe. To hear about these different crazy occurrences that happen, it's just really crazy.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Kind of background noise there, kind of distracting. But he says lighting. So I don't know. I mean, if the parks are supposed to be closed at night, do you really need lighting? But then again, you should, because people are going to break the rules.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, the parks technically close at dusk, but lighting is always the first and probably most basic level of security. You look at, a park like Central Park, and one of the things that has been reported by patrons in that park is that they go to where the lighting is. That's a park, though, that's only closed between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. You know, they're open at very late into the evening. But, yeah, lighting should be considered, as well as simply educational campaigns that educate people about how to stay safe on the trails.
So also the San Antonio Parks and Rec has released videos encouraging people to take some precautions. And let's listen to what that video sounds like.
The San Antonio Parks and Recreation Department reminds trail users to play it safe and enjoy the trails while keeping some very valuable safety tips in mind. Hit the trail with a friend. Let your family know where you're going and remain aware of your surroundings. Always carry a fully charged cell phone and proper identification, and consider carrying a sound-making device. Don't venture off the main trails, and always trust your instincts. Avoid wearing earbuds or headphones, and wear bright...
Okay, so we don't want to hear the whole thing, but basically it's, you know, be aware, play it safe on the parks. Don't bring your valuables with you when your Fabergé eggs. Leave them at home when you're out on the trail.
Yeah, and you know that particular PSA brings up a very good point about being aware of your surroundings, and certainly you know knowing the map of the trailway that you're entering into is important. But one thing that we can do better on, that we know and have been reported we can do better on, is wayfinding within the trailways. Some of them are marked very well. In fact, the last few years we've spent marking miles and you know trailheads a little bit better. But we also should be looking at how we can signify to people in the parks where they are at any given time. And using technology would be a great opportunity for that as well. If people are using their cell phones when they're in the park, why not leverage technology through GPS and so forth?
Yeah, so the response time would be an issue for law enforcement to come down there and being able to communicate to where I am. I don't know. I'm somewhere on this trail. It could be anywhere within 20 miles.
Yeah, and you know, with respect to call boxes, we know them very well in public areas like on college campuses and things like that. And the goal is not to put a call box at every mile marker, but at strategic locations, people need to be comfortable that if they do run out of battery or they're in a place where they're unfamiliar, that they do have the option of getting in touch with the authorities, when convenient.
We're talking about the linear parkways of San Antonio. These are parks that are 46 miles, and they are expanding throughout the city. We asked on Facebook what you thought about these parks, if they were safe. Michelle said they are greenways, and they are meant to stay a part of nature. If we add lights, it ruins the whole natural area aspect of them. Huh? What do you think? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. We want our parks, but we want them safe. 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the safety of our linear park system. We asked on Facebook what you thought about them. Abby wrote, "When I walk alone in daylight with my dog, I sometimes feel vulnerable at certain stretches of the trail that have limited visibility. Lights and call buttons would make me feel safer." Also, we got an email recently from Christina. She says, "Wouldn't employing more park police or expanding the Trail Steward program be a more effective means to provide public safety and encourage trail etiquette?" So what is the Trail Steward program, Ron?
So we have groups of citizens, average folks that like to enjoy the creekways that have volunteered in our Trail Watch program to be the eyes and ears of the community, to basically supplement our parks police who do make the rounds on occasion to make sure that people are safe and reminding, patrons about how to, best keep themselves safe, whether it's, physical security or safety and security like we're talking about on the trail. So it's a volunteer program. And again, one of the suggestions from this request was let's look at ways that we can bolster the Trail Stewards program.
Right. And these are individuals. They know all about the parks. They can answer questions about them. They hand out trail maps. They report on maintenance issues. Also, they have been trained in CPR and other first aid issues, so they're able to provide help for anyone who may need it at the time. you want to call in, the number is 210-614-8980 and ask your question or give your comment to Ron Nuremberg, city council member from District 8. And Tim is on the line. Hey, Tim, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to make a comment about the park up on Grissom Road. I think it's called the Three Cathedral Rock. It comes right out of Misty Oaks there. About a year and a half ago, I contacted Ray Lopez about that park because every night on my way home, even after dark, I'd see cars still in that parking lot. My comment to him was, okay, if people are supposed to be off these trails by dark, why does the sign say that the park closes at 11 p.m.? I said, well, Tim, okay, that's a good point. He says, we're going to go ahead and get that squared away. I was up there last Saturday. Now, this is a year and a half ago we're talking, okay? The signs still say that the park closes at 11 p.m. So you can't expect people to leave out of there if the park signs say that it's open till 11 p.m. And I called the television station over there.
Whoop, we lost a call. Tim, thank you so much. So the sign saying parks are open till 11, but in actuality, according to ordinance, they should be closed at sunset. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's one of the issues that I think we need to address is just education of how the creekways, the trail system works in general. That we find that in the regular city parks as well, is people don't know what the rules are, the basic rules of when they open and close. So, yeah, that should be addressed. And one of the challenges that we've been facing in this, you know, the crime in parks in general ebbs and flows just as it does with the city. So this is not a unique thing for any city, let alone San Antonio. What we found is, as you would expect, a seasonal issue with cars and theft from burglaries of cars happens the same way at the trailhead. So we need to address those at the trailheads, and that's when we've talked about things like camera systems. But certainly educating patrons about when parks are open and closed and being consistent with it at the city, whether it's signage or the actual personnel, is important.
Another caller, Carol. Hey, Carol, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I've been walking the Tobin Trail maybe three times a week for over 5 or 6 years. I have never been frightened. I've never seen anybody but runners, walkers, bikers, whatever, the people who are supposed to be down there. And I appreciate this show, but you're making me concerned. I mean, is there truly a problem? Should I always go by myself. Should I start worrying about getting hit on the Tobin Trail?
Okay, Carol, thank you for calling in. I'll let Ron handle that.
Yeah, and my answer would be no. In fact, the reason why we are doing this proactively is that we know we've got 46 miles of creekways, and it's fascinating actually listening to the callers because we've had one call about O.P. Schnabel. We've had one that's enjoyed the Cathedral Rock. We just had a call from Tobin. These are 46 miles of trailways that have been developed, another 40 under development. We have 130 on the map and more that we hope to plan and develop in the future. This is a massive system. Why we're doing this proactively is that we want to make sure that people continue to feel safe, that they know that safety infrastructure is a planned part of the development of the linear creekway system. Again, the city of San Antonio is remarkable on crime. We are a safe community by and large as for a city our size, and that is no different with our trailway system.
So it sounds like you quoting the famous law enforcement officer Barney Fife, you want to nip it in the bud. So
right.
Let's get Christian on the air. He's called in. Christian, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I was actually calling because currently San Antonio has a prohibition on certain security, personal security items. And I was wondering if the council member would be willing to support to remove the burden of these items on actual.
What do you mean security items?
Baton, stuff like that. And instead of having it where it's a straight out prohibition, where you can actually have it where it's the commission of a crime and kind of allow runners to have these personal security devices.
Okay. Well, so you want to be able to carry a baton with you on the park. Is that it, Christian?
I do, and I don't want to have to face some type of legal action against me. As long as I'm following the law, I don't want to have to be worried about that.
Okay. All right. So let's find out what the councilman has to say about that.
Well, I'm sure that's a conversation that we should take up as a public safety committee issue. You know, certainly if that's a concern for citizens, then we should take it up as a public safety issue. I don't want to cross purposes, though.
What's the difference between a baton and a walking stick? This is not a baton.
That's a question that I'll have for the public safety experts.
You can't ban walking sticks. You want people to walk.
No, you can't.
So if they pass open carry, can people bring their sidearms to the linear parks?
That's an open question for our attorney's office. I don't know the answer to that legally, so I wouldn't want to venture to guess. But again, I don't want to cross purposes with safety and security issues in general. And what we're trying to accomplish with the trailway system, which is, again, to build into the strategy of expanding our creekways, safety and security infrastructure, whether it's trail watch steward program, whether it's camera systems to, you know, make sure we're monitoring the trailheads, or it's simple things like wayfinding and maps. We want to make sure that patrons know that these trailways continue to be safe places for our families.
I remember way back in the day that the Riverwalk downtown was considered to be so unsafe that the military wouldn't let their recruits go down there at night. So it's, you know, things go through a process, and then you bring more people down there and it becomes safer just through use.
That's right. And one of the reasons why I believe our creekways are successful, and they are, again, some of the most popular things that we've done as a city, is that they have continued to be utilized by citizens, whether it's exercise or walking from point A to point B, or just getting out to enjoy nature. These continue to be popular things, and there is a safety and a comfort for citizens when it becomes a publicly used facility.
Okay, another caller, Giovanni. Giovanni, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you. My question is, are there any plans to expand Greenway and connect the Leon Creek and the Salado Creek through the military installations, Fort Sam and Lackland?
Okay, Giovanni, that's a great question. We are expanding, but is that part of the expansion plan?
Yeah, we have some challenges connecting, in the southwest portion. And you talked to Councilman Saldana. We have been working to try to get connections through the Lackland area. There is a central city connection point for the trailway system, and we do have to examine them to see how we can connect them. But absolutely, it is a priority, not just to create the Emerald Ring around the city, which was Mayor Peake's original vision, but also to create spokes that connect different communities, neighborhoods, so that people can begin to access the trailways easier and use them for mobility purposes as well.
But I can imagine how difficult it would be to try and get this through Fort Sam, because they're so concerned with security there.
Yeah, well, there would be obviously conversations to be had with the Department of Defense, and there will be some limitations on what we can do. But there are options for us to extend creekways around certain communities that are off limits.
Okay, another caller, Kathy. Hey, Kathy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks. What I would really like to see is more water fountains and water fountains turned on in the parks, because it seems like in the summer, heat stroke is more of a risk to people than anything else.
Absolutely. The water fountains, that is a definite need for these parks.
That's a great point, too. And you know, what gets lost in the safety discussion is the fact that, you know, medical safety is also important. Again, going back to Central Park, they have an actual medical unit staffed by volunteers that, you know, takes care of some of these issues. Obviously, with a park that large, it's over, I believe, almost 900 acres, you've got quite a bit of need.
But don't have 110 degrees in August.
No,
and people are
that's my point. Simple things like providing for adequate facilities, water facilities, and medical issues would be important as well to discuss.
Right. And so, but that would require a lot of infrastructure to install water fountains. And is that something that's being considered when this goes to the voters in May?
All that would be considered part of the development. So depending on how this strategy works out and what additional development is part of the creekways, that will be all part of the Linear Creekway Park development program that voters would approve.
So back to these this Trail Watch program and these volunteers, dedicated trail lovers. I mean, how does that work? How can you sign up for that?
You can go to the City of San Antonio website, sanantonio.gov, and I believe the website is /parks, but you can search for the park system, and there's information there how you can sign up and get involved. And we certainly need, as in every other place of the city, we need folks to participate, to volunteer and get involved.
So was there some big crime issues on these linear parkways? And there have been some incidents.
Yeah, there have been some high profile incidents. Again, they're sporadic, and they occur just like they would in any other big city in any other location. But this is something that my office has been discussing since I took office in 2013, is how can we deal with the average nuisance crimes, the car burglaries, things left out on the seat and people get their purse stolen occasionally. That's something we've been discussing, and SAP and the Parks Police have responded very well to that. When there's a breakout, they scramble resources to a particular area of need. But we need to build into the parks development now an expectation of security and infrastructure, and that's what we want to discuss today.
And I would think that the number one safety tip was keep one of your earbuds out as you listen to your running jams, because that's when you lose awareness of your surroundings and you're more likely to be hit by a biker or something like that.
And let's underscore that point again. The caller mentioned, or the person on Facebook had mentioned, these are supposed to be natural areas. Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. So the most basic security plan for us is a well-executed education plan for parks patrons.
All right, Ron Nuremberg, he is the District 8 City Council member, and he is looking to bring safety, greater safety, to our linear park system. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, when we come back from the NPR news break, we're going to be talking about the death penalty in Texas as they run out of the execution drugs. What's next for the death row? Stay tuned on The Source.